All right, just be reverent now. Only thing I can do is pray and lay hands on you. I'm going to ask everyone to be just as quiet as you can and be in prayer. Before this woman comes to this platform sitting right here, let me show you something. The woman is coming to be prayed for death, and she's deaf. I could feel that. There's a deaf spirit on the woman. Right here, sitting before me now. And it knows that woman has faith also. It's perhaps going to have to leave just in a moment. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads just a moment. Let's pray. Raise your head just a moment. Watch here, see? She says, ruptured eardrum. Now everybody be reverent just a moment. Dear God, with a ruptured eardrum, how could the woman be able to hear the gospel? Faith cometh by hearing, but what if he can't hear? Then I pray that the audience might know that you're the Son of God. I pray that you'll heal this dear woman and will make her well and take away this deafness from her ears. May it start this very hour, and may she be made well. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name, I ask the deaf spirit to go out of the woman. And now everybody keep your head bowed a minute. That's a nice little seed you're wearing. Mustard seed. That's all it takes, is that mustard seed faith, isn't it? Isn't that right? Yes. All right, you can raise your head. How long have you been wearing that little seed?
Quite a long time.
Well, it's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Some people has faith for miracles. Some has a little bit of mustard seed faith, but if it's all, you know, mustard seed won't mix with any other seed. So mustard seed will do the trick.
I know God
please. Amen. Yes. I've got my fingers stuck in her good ear, and here she is hearing me normally speaking out of this ear. God bless her. You love the Lord? Says it. And then that's your name, and you've come from a place called Beachy, Saskatchewan. That's right. Return home, now you're well. Jesus makes you well.
Bless the Lord.
You believe God? How did he know who she was, where she come from, what was wrong with her, how it would be? I didn't know it. God does. Now let's just try to keep away from that if we can, because we won't get one third of these through, not with a few. Let's just all be in prayer now. And what's your trouble, brother? Yours? Stomach trouble. You tell what's wrong with you as soon as you come, so I won't catch that. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal this man of his stomach trouble. And may he go home tonight and be made well. As I pray this prayer of faith for this, my brother, I ask it to happen in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I believe it. Don't you, brother?
Absolutely.
Hey, God bless you.
Praise
you, Lord. Your trouble, sister? You believe that Lord will make you well? Let me have your hand just a moment. Now look, there you know that there's something here that knows what's wrong with you. You realize that you're staying in the presence of something besides a man to make you feel like that. Now if that's right, raise up your hand to the audience. Certainly. It's that anointing, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's in the presence, that's what made the big animal stop. That's what made the bees go to his box. See, it's the Holy Spirit. He knows you. He knows all about you. You believe it is the Holy Spirit? Then you can ask him anything and he'll grant it to you. And your nervousness and things will leave you. You believe that? I bless this dear woman, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. Amen. God bless you, sister. Have what you have for. You believe that Jesus will heal you the diabetes, little boy? You believe he'll make you well? Well, I believe he will too, believe. Dear Heavenly Father, by faith I take this little boy, and we know when children get diabetes, if you don't help them, it's awful. But I pray now as I take him by faith in the shadows of the cross and ask that Jesus Christ, God's Son, blesses this little lad and takes diabetes away from him in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Sonny boy, the great angel of God who stood near Brother Branham, which is here right now. You might not be able to see it, but it's here. You recognize that. You're blessed, God has brought you into his presence. Now you go away believing that you'll be over your diabetes. You write and tell me about it. Will you do it? God bless you, too. All right. The little boy. You see that Jesus sees your eyes? That's your body. Jesus of Nazareth, as this little boy looks up here in his little eyes in the condition that they're in, I pray that you'll heal him, make him well, and take this horrible thing away from him, and let his little eyes be normal and well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it to be, as I lay my hands on this innocent child, too young to know what's right and wrong, I pray that you'll grant it in Christ's name. Amen. Now, all right now, your little eyes are looking ready to take it. Look out to the audience as people can see. Look over this way. Look back this way. I even know this guy won't be well. Let's say thanks be to God. You believe that God will heal you? Now look at this. It's more like an expression. Now let me ask you something. Usually a person will listen to me before this word. Especially when the sun is like set. You get a very weary feeling. Sometimes you think you go through your mind. You drop things and you start. That's right. I'm not reading your mind, but I see it. Oh, I see something you're knowing. Before you come to this meeting, you was praying and you got in mind before this step. You want to pray and touch your foot, you said. That that's your foot. Is that exactly what you're talking about? That's what you've been believing in the morning, morning praying about. Now, how do I know what you've been praying about and what's staying down here? Know before you come what you did to have. It's something you're dealt with. Is that right? That's God. He wants to make you well. You'll do it, God. It'll leave you right now. It can't stand in the presence. No, it can't stand there. It'll leave you. But now, if you keep believing, it'll always stay from you. If it don't, see, do you understand what it is? How are you? How do you know that? It's metaphor. It's changing lives. You just get all kinds of things. There's really nothing wrong. Hormones are sleeping in your body, and they don't cut out them. Don't you let a doctor be any hormones. That's the first stage of taking cancer. Cells are cut loose. You keep them out. Go right on. Believe the doctors. What is cancer but a multiplication of cells? A hormone is like what you're doing. It's like you've been taking dope and take the off of it. Well, you don't know what to do. Your body actually cuts out hormones. And now it's just not cutting out hormones anymore. See? And that's just a nature thing. After a while, it'll be over. But now, the devil will run crazy if he can. Don't you ready to look at Christ right now? Oh, God, this poor little dirt. They standing here in their poor little eyes, dancing around, and knowing that the devil's trying to get rid of his grip. Now, devil, I charge thee in Jesus' name to come out of the woman. Leave her. And as I put my hand up on her as a believer in Jesus Christ, you leave this woman alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, look up this way. It's gone now. You're quiet now. You feel all right, don't you? Raise your hand if that's right.
Yes,
you feel, see? Amen. Now go on your own rejoice. Let's say praise the Lord. I'm not even looking at you, but if you're in that shape, it means something to you. It can't stand the presence of God. God said it. That settles it. Just as true as he knows your heart. He said those words. He said he knew the Bible. Here he is doing it. Prove it. Here he is. Confirm it everywhere. Why do you want to do it, though? Well, hard. You believe he'll do it? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, touch this man's body tonight and take his heart back away from him and make him completely well. I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you, brother. You believe in Christ as you do? What's your brother trying to do? You believe in your good? Oh, bless the Lord, as I hold this dear woman by the hand. Pray, Lord, I know the prayer of faith, Father.
And I ask this love in my heart for you, love for this dear woman. Oh, just a little while she'd have a white cane in her hand beating along on the street. Grant, Lord, will never be so. May she be healed. I bless her. In the name of Jesus Christ, whose presence we're in now. Amen. God bless you. If you believe, you'll be all right. So do I. The Lord be with you. All right. How do you do that? Just a moment, something to be ready for the audience. Something happened. Please just be reverent. You're going to see each one of you moving along. Your soul, you see, your spirit. And every spirit is subject to this Holy Spirit here. Certainly, as you disturb or even misthink or something, it happens. Something happens. You say, Brother Brandon, that was certainly in the Scripture. Here, he hasn't gone. This lady here, you believe me, lady? You believe you be God's servant? I've never seen you in my life, did I? We're perfectly strangers. If God in heaven will reveal to you what you're here for, so the people are here, see this woman lost up in life, will you believe in all your heart? You be the judge. If you know, I can't believe if you're sick. I've got very little money in his finances. I took it to you. I don't know. You know I don't. I've never seen you in my life. And this is our first time meeting. Is that right? Raise up your hand. Now, it's like he was saying yesterday and forever, what about this? Will he do it? I believe he will. The lady is shattered with death. The woman has cancer. That is right. Like a black shadow hanging on by her. And that cancer is in the colon, the bowel. That's right. You believe me now? Now, more I talk to you, more will be said. Is that the same Lord that know what the woman's trouble was? The same Jesus that talked to the woman just a minute to find her trouble? Let me tell you this. As he told Philip where he comes from, you're not from the city. You're from a place called heaven or in Alberta. You're from Alberta. And your name is Mrs. Parker. That's right, isn't it? Now go on your road and rejoice that you made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe? Say it. Breathe. Keep your head down. Wait for these people. Come, sir, just tell me. Speak out what you call the Lord, I pray that you'll heal this dear brother and will make him completely whole and take all the sickness from him. In Jesus Christ's name. Thank you. God bless you, my dear brother. I'll get this up. Leave them out with all your heart, Bishop. Of course, you've got a little sense back here. You believe that God will make you well? Lord God, I pray that you'll heal this little boy and make him well. In Jesus Christ's name. May this little hunch on his back start moving down and be made well. In Christ's name. Amen. Look here, son. You're an intoxicated of the Bible. You know that. He can't do nothing for you. But when you believe in his God's servant, I'll prove something to you. When you go in tonight, you take a string and measure around your waist like this here, and put it together, and then cut it off. And tomorrow night before the service, you go get that same string and measure it here around you, and cut off how much you shrunk around this way by tomorrow night laid on my desk. Do you do that? All right. You'll hear. You believe God, I believe my brother. Oh God, I pray in Christ's name that you'll heal his hand and make him well. Through Jesus' name. God bless you, my brother. You believe it? I should have never had the first discernment to take everybody warnings, you see. And I can't do it and have this mind. All right, but you believe God will make you well? You believe I pray for you that something's here now that you realize is right? Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless this man and make him well. Heal him, dear God. And I lay my hands upon him and bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Go believing now. Blessed are they who have never seen him yet. You believe, brother, that God will make you well? With all your heart? Oh, Jesus, Son of God, I lay my hands upon the man. And I pray that you will heal him and make him well. As I bless this poor dear man. God give to him the soundness of his health for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I ask. All right, brother, go believe it. Don't die, but believe. How do you do, sister? I believe you're the little lady that accepted Christ. What do you want to heal you of? You want God to heal you then. Yeah. This is a little Catholic girl, a French Canadian Catholic. They give her a life of Christ tonight, the first meeting of mine she's ever in. She's nervous now. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we realize that this little lady has a great thing facing her, yonder. She's got to come against a wall of opposition. She left two little children, she said, alone. They were just getting up with the measles. Oh, God, but faith struck her little heart. She was determined. She wanted to see Jesus. She's like the Queen of Sheba. She's going to see if it was right. You saved her, Lord. I'm standing here now, and she's in your presence, and I'm in your presence. And she deals with it, knowing that you're here. I bless this woman. May she return to her home happy. May all of her diseases and the children all be well. May she live a happy, peaceful life and lead all of her loved ones to the Lord Jesus. I bless her in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, little lady. Go and receive what you've asked for. I hope to see you in Dawson for you. Heaven, God bless you. I believe you're her husband. Your sister, I mean, you told me to be arrested. What's your trouble? Oh, pain in the side and in your back. You were formerly French baby, can I say? God's good, isn't it? Oh, dear Jesus. This little man has drove a long way. He's come through many hard trials. He's walked in the platform here tonight with his sister. And he wants to be healed. He's a pain in his side and something wrong in his back. And as this group of believers make their way back across the British Columbia or wherever they're from, may the wheels of the automobilers hum a song in the praises of God riding to that car. As they go on in the joy of God, may all their sicknesses be gone. May our brother be healed. Give testimony to the glory of God. We ask it in Jesus' name as I bless him for this purpose. Amen. God bless you, my little brother. I want to see you on there really on fire for God. You know my buddy Chris Burton? He's here somewhere on the meeting tomorrow. That's good. That's fine. All right. God bless you, my brother. What do you want God to heal you of? God bless you, my dear brother. I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ comes to this man now, making him completely well, healing him of all his infirmities, and making him completely whole. I bless him for his healing in Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless you, brother. I believe it will be over, don't you?
Yes.
God bless you. Pastor, mighty fine. Look in the chat. You love Jesus? Now, Jesus is sure he'd lay his hands on you. You'd get well. But Jesus went up into heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to you. That's what you see moving tonight in the village. Now, Brother Branham comes to pray for you. You please, Jesus, go make you well. Dear Heavenly Father, I bless this handsome looking little boy standing here, Veronica Adams. Oh, Satan, you'd have to be cruel to afflict the little child. Now leave the child, I assure thee by Christ, the Son of God, that you come from him. And may this pass and leave and never return no more. Amen. Bless you, honey. I believe it'll all be gone. You won't have it. God bless you, sir. You believe that, too? That's very fine. Let us hear from the little boy. All right, sister. You believe it, God, and make you well, honey? Blessed God, as this Church of the Living God here tonight, hundreds of people praying at this time. We together are uniting our prayers for this sick people. It's somebody's mother, it's somebody's daughter, it's somebody in need. I pray that you heal her, Lord, as I bless her with my hands upon her. For the Bible has said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. We believe it, Father. Amen. You believe it, sister dear? I with all my heart. God be with you. You believe, my brother? Believe that God will make you well? Just look at the people here praying for you. Those people are all praying. I'm just one praying for you. They're all less praying for you. Christ is here. You're in His presence. He knows you. He loves you. He wants you to be well. Oh, Jesus, that this dear man comes. See them come, Lord, with a sincere look in their face. They're wanting to get relieved, Lord. Maybe the doctor's tried hard, and God, we thank you for him. But maybe he couldn't help them. And they're coming up with the great doctor of doctors, the great physician. And with the prayer of faith, he promised to heal the sick. And this I pray for my brother with all my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my brother. Now go and get well. Now you believe with all your heart. And dear Heavenly Father, as this young man stands, I hold his hand as in making a contact to him, saying, they shall lay their hands on the sick. I ask for this prayer of faith that you'll heal the man, and may he go from here tonight, rejoicing and knowing that he's met exactly what God said, and may his faith reach over and take a hold of it while he's here in the shadow of the cross. He asks in Jesus' name. Amen. You believe it's over, brother, and you'll be well. God bless you. You believe it, you'll make me well, since you do it. Now look, you're the one that's sick. God's the one that's here. He's done purchased your healing. Now this is looking for me. That furniture will leave and the altar will go, you'll be made well. You believe that? Blessed Father, as this little woman stands here, knows there's nothing in the medical room or surgery can help this curvature. Neither can it this ulcer. But thou can, Lord. I bring her in the shadows of the cross in the name of Jesus Christ with this prayer of faith I offer for her for her healing. Amen. Now, sister, here's the way to accept it. I'm in the presence of God. The prayer of faith has been said. If others can be healed, I am too. Thank you, Lord. It's over. I never let nothing else come between that. You get well. God bless you. All right, sister. What do you want to be healed of? You believe it, you'll do it. Oh, blessed Lord, as this woman comes along while this great church is praying, ministers of the gospel, faithful women, all praying, and we are asking you in the name of Jesus Christ to heal this woman. Receive our prayer of faith, Lord, that she might be made well. Through Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. Is it a finished name for you? You believe that you will be well? God bless you, sister. All right, brother. You believe that God will make you well? Oh, Lord, my blessed Redeemer, I bless this man in Christ's name. I pray that you will heal him and make him well. May it be a finished name from right now. May he realize that the very God who made heaven and earth has sent his son to die for this purpose. And he claimed with his great promise that the things God will show you also. The last words that come from his mouth that these signs will follow them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they'll get well. We believe it. And ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Yours, brother. Do you believe that God will heal you, my brother? Oh, God, is this fine man stands here looking big and healthy, but the devil, no respect, he tackles the strongest thing he can eat. And now diabetes is striking. Oh, I pray, Father, that somehow, that down from the shadows of the cross here, they'll notice him while I was preaching, seeing him taking in those words. I pray that this will be the night that the diabetes will start leaving his body. And soon he'll be pronounced totally well. Granted, Father, in Jesus' name, I offer this prayer of faith for him. Amen. Bless you, my dear brother. God bless you, brother. You believe it, he'll make you well. Oh, dear God, as this brother looks me into the faith that I absolutely believe that Jesus Christ will be, I pray now and bless him in that wonderful, all-sufficient name of the Lord Jesus, and ask that his divine presence, you now you're watching this prayer line as they're coming through, may he be healed as I offer this prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Consider it finished. Go rejoice. that you, I don't say that she will receive her conditions here. Are you her father? Are you a Christian? You believe that he will do it? You do. Does the audience believe that this little youth will be healed? Now remember, I'm not asking God for miracles. No, if he desires to do that, all right. If he'll come in this audience and take do the things that he's done, that's a miracle that convinces me here, don't you believe it? But the reason I'm asking these little children to be for two little that have faith in the past, is they can just get one little when Elijah was sent that he said, up and looked in the cloud, he said, I see what God saw the hand of a man. He said, I see the sound of a bloodless rain. If God would just give this little, I noticed the dead coming out there and I would hit me. You hear me all right? This is your way of your hand. There she is. Saying, are you on the front line? A while ago, dead down in here. If we thank God for that. Now, let's just ask if we can find favor here. I'm going to ask you something. You're trying, you're loving, and you're there. Just as much as my prayer is your father and mine. I'm going to put my hands over the mouth of you and ask you to say, now that truly, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is hard even better than the lion's eye to keep those vermin down, but I'm trying to get the lion through. And it's getting late. Now let's just bow our heads and be ready. What if this was your little sister? Your little sister. Now be real there. Now, brother, I don't know that he will do it. Whether he does or not, we'll believe it anyhow, won't we? Let me have this. Now, precious Lord, this dear, sweet little darling standing here with her little brown eyes looking up at you, little sandy hair, a beautiful little thing. Maybe someday be the wife of some little minister, if you care. But the devil has done evil. He's tucked this condition and placed it up on her. And I pray that you'll heal her. Oh God, to encourage the heart of the father and to encourage the child. Will you just give her healing just a little now, Lord, that they'll see that the sign of the cloud is there, that you're doing it. The child in this condition never being able to hear anything. It's, we know that she won't know what to do with it, but the Father will instruct her. And now with my hand over this child's ear, commissioned by an angel of God, I adjure the deaf, mute spirit to leave the child in the name of Jesus Christ. I want every head bowed, every eye closed to be in prayer just a moment. I just want to check the child to see what our Lord has done. Now be sure, keep your head back, or the Spirit might come to you. She can hear it. Zach, Dad, Dick, Open, Dad, Daddy, Daddy.
We pray, God, as we, your children, stand here making intercession for each other in the name of the Lord Jesus for the infirmities that is in our bodies caused by sin of the past and of the wickedness of the world and our mortal flesh, so subject to all the enemy because it's still sin. And we say that the Bible declares unto us plainly that the Holy Ghost helps our infirmities in intercession. And we come to Thee, Father, this morning humbly, believing that You will make intercession for us now. That as we confess our sins and our wrongs and our desires for Thee, our hearts are hungering to be well so that we can serve and do the work that You would have us to do. Grant, Lord, as Your elder goes forward anointing, I come laying hands upon the sick. May the Spirit come forth healing. We ask this to be through Jesus our Lord. Now, Elder, if you start down here and just come out of everyone in prayer now, slowly singing, the grace. Everybody singing softly. Brother George Calvin's wife in an Artens and Ferby Hospital in Louisville to you, who's making visits to see them. And Mrs. Calvin, who had cancer of the stomach, her mother-in-law is better, so we're thankful for that. Now, just to you people who are sick in this trade park, I'd like to say this just a little word. We're just a little late, but just a little something. Concerning divine healing, oh, it's such a wonderful thing, and it's so simple to approach it if you just take the right attitude towards it. See? Now, the vision that I have, and explained it in the church here, about the water, you remember that, and the dam being on the left-hand side and the river running back that way? Every bit of it unfolded right there in Canada just perfectly. And the Saskatchewan River runs east instead of west, and the falls is on that side instead of the other. One end, and it cold blowing and snowing, come back out, and the sun shining went right in there, found the old stump, everything just as perfectly as it could be, and a turnaround in my ministry. Exactly. The Lord revealed here a few weeks ago what to do for the discernment and so forth has begun to be the greatest blessing, and we can pray for the people more. And now, on the platform, after the visions is over, we call the visions in the platform first to begin with. And then, when the people come up with first, you'll see the testimony now. Now, here's the reason right here. If we hadn't been raised together, see, we're just kids here together that we've been raised together. That's the reason. You know, you know what I like to hunt and fish and so forth, and that's what takes it away. Brother Bill is just your brother. See, that you love me and I love you, see? And you come out here and, well, if you wanted your life fixed, you wouldn't care to call me, come do it, try it. And if I couldn't, I'd call Brother Rody. So then we just, or something, you know, along that order, see? And that's just common among you. Somewhere else, it seems to be different. That's one of the makeups, just like brown and blue eyes, see? It's just one of the makeups. We can't help that. In Canada, when I got there, well, of course, I told you what had happened. We had several thousand people out, but they were mostly all Anglican and Baptist and so forth, which is sponsored by me. Pentecostal people have flatly turned me down. So then, but that's all right. I love them just the same, see? But in there that night, a woman come to the platform, the first in the meeting, and she'd been blind I don't know how long, just like the lady that comes here we pray for. They had to lead her to the platform. She couldn't tell daylight from dark. She'd been that way for years. And standing there praying for that woman, her eyes come open on the platform. And she goes down and gets a typewriter and types her own testimony to me. The next through was a little boy that was absolutely... The little lady here who come here and prayed a while ago about a little child with a mute. We had that child there on the platform. I think it was about... Or say 8 or 10 years old, didn't know one word, couldn't make a mutter, couldn't hear a thing, never did, was born that way, absolutely no hearing, no speech, stood there and cried and praised the Lord and did hear anything and rose off the platform rejoicing. The next come was a spastic child, about 12 years old. Billy helped pack him up to the platform, and two men, he's in such a fix just like this. Reminds me a little Edith Wright. And they brought that little thing there, and while I was praying, he said, "Let me down. Jesus has healed me." Well, what could we do but let him down? And when he did, he walked down through there going like this, praising God and shouting and walking up and down the place like that. And people fainting almost in the audience like that. Then come a little hunchback, big hump in his back. And he was a Catholic. Of course, we understand they believe in healing. Now, to you Catholic people, nothing against you. That's all right, see. But they believe in, like, the statues and so forth, you see. And I said, "Now, look, sonny, we do not believe in healing that way. We don't believe in touching statues. We believe that we are, by grace of God, sons and daughters of God, see. And God's Spirit is in us." Now, I said, "Now, here's the way we believe it. Here comes along, Jesus came by one day. And there was a tree standing there. And he said, he looked for fruit, and there was no fruit. He said, 'No man eateth from me, from the forevermore.' Went on away. And the next day when it passed by, that tree was withering. Peter said, 'Why, you know, Peter, how he was,' he said,
Why look at the tree? The old Jesus said, have faith in God. For if you would say to this mountain, be moved and don't doubt, but believe that what you say shall come to pass, you have what you say. I said, you get that? Yeah. When you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for, you shall have it. Now I said, see, we, after receiving the Spirit of God, now God made the world out of nothing. It's just His Word. He just created. His Word is creation. So He just spoke it, and the world was created because it was the object in God's mind, in His heart. He just spoke it, and it came into existence. He was a creator. I said, then, if we have Zoe, God's life in us, we become sons of God and amateur creators. I said, because He said, whatever you say, believe that what you say, you shall have. And I've noticed that a lot of times I'd say things I couldn't hardly think myself, but I'd say it anyhow. I come find out it did happen just that way. I said things that didn't mean for it to happen that way, but it did anyhow. Because I'd said it. And I thought, wait a minute. So I said, you see, when we speak anything, if something is anchored to us, we shouldn't ever speak it till we believe it. Then when we believe it, we speak it, and that creative word goes out. It's a part of God. See? And it creates. So I understand. I put my arms around him and prayed for him. Knowing him being Catholic, I said, now you just wait. Tonight when you go home, you put a little string around you like this and pull it up tight, let Mommy do it, and cut it off. And then tomorrow night, if it doesn't shrunk 3 inches, then I'm a false prophet. Bring it back, bring the same string, cut it off and lay it up here. Actually, that's a thought. What did I say? What did I say? Well, if that would have been some criticism there, you see. I thought, but if God said it, because I didn't know I was going to say it, so I'll just leave it right like that. Then go ahead. Next night, it's just about that long. Before he said. So the next, a couple nights, that was a little boy come through, a little hump on his back, and way out like that. There's been a whole bunch of little French-Canadian Catholic had come down and was saved and filled with the Holy Spirit there, see. And this little boy had an arm down like that, a little hump on his back, a little bitty fellow about like this. He come through, and I was going to pray for him. I said, honey, you see what I told that other boy? About his little shoulder. And his, see, the little hunchbacks, they can't raise their arms like that. See, the hump, but something goes in the back here. He said, yes, sir. So I can't come back and find out his real poor family way over in British Columbia, you see. Didn't have any money to stay any longer. I said, well, God will heal you, honey. I put my arm around him. Now, I don't want to say something isn't right. I want to say what is right, you see. And I had my arm around the little fellow and my hand over that big hump. It felt to me like that hump moved and my hand went in. So when I quit praying, I looked at him, his little eyes apart, and I said, you feel that? He said, yes, sir, I did. And I looked around, there wasn't any hump there. Yeah. I said, raise up your hand in here. He went just perfectly normal, right before the audience there. And oh, that was just, oh, I don't know how many great things our Lord did every night of the deaf, dumb, blind. And you know that little girl I tell you about in Germany that had that, you know how she come up the platform and made the communists taking the sales way down there. That story repeated perfectly. A little girl come up, that long, cast, little peaky-looking face, blind, to let her up. And I said, she looks like the little German girl, little eyes white. I said, she looks like the little German girl that was in Germany. I said, how many in here ever read or heard on the tapes and so forth, and all hundreds and hundreds of hands? I said, looks just like a little German girl. And I said, are you her father? He said, yes, sir. I said, what are the nationalities? I said, I'm German. He said, we're German both, him and his wife both. Well, the little German girl is definitely a little plaque hanging down her back like that. Oh, I thought, Lord, if you'd just do it again, see? Now, what is it? If I can just give me that faith to know that it's going to be that way, I can speak it and I'll believe it'll happen. But first, it has to happen here first, see? So I got it with all the sympathy I could with the little thing, and I brought her up like that, and I said, can you see anything? No, sir, said she hadn't seen it all. I don't think she, maybe she never did. I don't know how long it's been since she's seen it, maybe never. Her little eyes just look like little white balls over them like that. And so I held the little thing like that, and prayed for her, and she was smiling when I turned her loose. I said, do you see, honey? She said, yes, sir. And she started smiling, little tears running down her little cheeks, just a little thing about like that. I said, do you really see? She said, yes, sir. I said, now you come over here where I am, and put your finger on my nose. And here she comes smiling like that, and well, put her finger on my nose. I said, how many fingers I got up? She said, you have 5. And her father just had the fingers. I said, what'd you say, honey? How many fingers? She said, you only have 1 now. And there she was, totally blind, received her sight. Oh, he is wonderful. It's almost unbelievable. But friends, I might get back tonight, but not maybe next Sunday. Don't forget our meeting in Indianapolis starting now. Look, I have something I want to speak to the church. It's a message on the times. We're at the end, folks. Look, look at these cyclones and these tornadoes. Never was heard. Look at the earthquakes. Everything, every nation. And brother, they're talking about this disarmament program. That's exactly what the devil wants.
Amen.
Just stack him up over here so he can blow the whole thing up. That's just exactly what he wants. See?
Amen.
Oh, we're living on the top of the power keg and the fuses at the end. Well, I spoke of this morning, life. Oh, you seek that with all your heart. I couldn't, if you tell people too many things, they get all mixed up and they don't know what you're saying then, you see. You can't talk to people just one thing at a time. It's the best way to get it. And I don't have just maybe one meeting now and then with you. And I can't tell you like I want to, you see. And you get all muddled up when I get telling you too many things. But this one thing, remember this morning. Seek life. Oh, pursue after it. Thirst for it. Just keep reaching for it. Don't let nothing stand in your way. Seek for it.
Amen.
And so we do that as we leave. We must do what? Take the name of Jesus with us. Falling prostrate at his feet, King of kings and heaven of crowning, when our journey is complete. All right, up to our feet.
Take the name of Jesus.
Now, sister, if the Holy Spirit that was on Christ has come to the church and God has set the church in order by teachers and evangelists and pastors and seers and so forth, you believe that to be the truth? Well then, here we are tonight as a man and woman, like the Bible scene of St. John 4, a man and woman. Never met before in life, don't know each other, and here we stand for the first time. Now, but God knows you, He knows me. Now, if I would speak to you just a few moments, just like Jesus did to the woman at the well, and then God would reveal to me what you're here for, just like He did to the woman at the well. Would you believe that that's His word when He said the same things that I do, shall you also? Would you believe it? Would you accept that you're standing in His presence, not mine? Would the church do the same thing? You newcomers that's never been in my meeting before, never seen it. Why don't you raise your hand and say, if you'll do that, I say to the woman here, I'll raise my hand. I've never seen a woman in my life as far as I know. She might have seen me in the audience, but I don't know the woman. Is that right, lady? That's right. Raise your hand like that. We've never seen one another. And you don't have to be up here on the platform. You out there in the audience, look this way and believe. Find out. Look and say, Lord Jesus, I want to touch you. Let me, if this man's telling me the truth, confirm it to me tonight. I have a need of certain thing, Lord. If you use his lips to speak, which we are the branches, you're the vine, you energize him to turn and tell me what my need is, I'll believe it with all my heart. Put him to a test. Prove me, saith the Lord. That's the scripture. All right, sister. If he does it, then that's all he can do. Just the audience, whatever they judge it to be, that's enough to you. Whatever they judge it, that's up to them. That proved God's innocent man because he's done it to fulfill his word. And what does he mean to? Because of you? No, sir. Because of me? No, sir. But because his word said he would do it. Jesus said he'd come and did these things that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet. And that's what is being done tonight, is to be fulfilled. God don't have to do it, but he said he would do it. And he's obligated to his word to do it. Now, I'm talking to you because you're the first person. I've been out from the meetings for 7 or 8, 10 days. I'm just wanting to see what God would tell me. If he'll do it, you'll believe it. Audience will too. That ought to settle it forever. I see the ladies all upset about something if the audience still hears my voice. As she's well aware that something come to her just then. If the lady will be honest with me, just a second ago, something come over you, real strange. If that's right, raise your hand. Did you ever see that picture of that angel? I seen that light coming right down. That's what's on you right now. That's what's making you feel that way. I'm looking right exactly at it. I am milky, misty around you. I see you going somewhere, but you're all upset. Somebody's told you something. That's got you upset. Oh, you're nervous because a doctor has been doctoring you, and it's something about your throat. And that was I see him look around behind you, shake his head to someone. It's malignancy. No, it was. And they take it
and it's been x-rayed, and the malignancy has gone, but what you want prayer for is about the injury of the saliva glands. You can't get moisture in your mouth for the saliva. That's what you want to be prayed for. That's thus saith the Lord. Is that the truth? Now, you know that there's something here that knows you then. Now, you feel a little different now, don't you? See, it's left from you. See, there, it's just a perfect thing. It's left from you. Now, you have what you've asked for. Because it's life. Feel that feeling? Real, comfortable life? I've seen you swallow. You're healed now. If you go on your road. Jesus Christ. God bless you. God be merciful and bless you. Have faith in God. How do you do, lady? We are strangers to each other, I suppose. Our first time, perhaps, meeting in life. But God knows both of us. And do you believe that He has raised Jesus from the dead? And then if He went away, He said the Comforter wouldn't come, but when the Comforter would come, He would abide with us forever and do the same works that Jesus did. Now, if I tell you, sister, you're sick, I can heal you, you'd have a right to doubt that. See? But if He will come and tell you what has been, you know where that's been, right? You know that. It's what has been, that would confirm it. And if He knows what has been, surely He knows what will be. Well, that's His promise. Now, if the audience is still hearing my voice, a woman is seriously ill, and she's got something like an arthritis. I see her getting stiff and can't move. Oh, and I see a dark shadow moving in. Cancer. And that cancer is in the back or spine. The shadow of death. You've been given up. It cannot be well. That, at least that's what they told you. That's the truth. If that's right, raise your hand. Now, the doctor has done all he knows how to do, but the great physician is your sister. That's Him that speaks, not me. That voice that was speaking just then, that wasn't me, sister. Frankly, I don't know what he said to you right now. But whatever he said, I know is the truth. Now, if you know that that presence of God is so close, He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they'll pray, lay hands on the sick, they shall be recovered. You believe that? Let me just pray then, will you, sister? I want the audience, if you will. Now look, not only I, sister, my prayers are just the prayer of one person. Look at there, there's hundreds of people sitting there. They're going to be praying too. Won't you pray? Won't you be praying for this woman? Now, what if this was your mother, your wife? Let us bow. Now, blessed Lord, there does not lay in man power to heal. That lays in the Father God. But there is gifts in the church, gifts of faith, gifts of discernment. There is set in the church apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. And this dear woman dying, your servant, the doctor, has perhaps done all they could for her. And they failed to get that enemy. But he can't hide from you, Lord. You know right where he's at. And with this great, mighty church praying, in Christ's name, I ask for her healing, along with these hundreds of prayers that's going just now on her behalf. And thou will not close thine ears to prayer, but you will hear an answer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, don't fear. Just go as if it never had even happened. Walk in the strength of the Lord. I see Him lead you up here. But no matter what's wrong with you, it was wrong with you, it isn't now, see? Prayer has changed it. It's from death to life. Take yourself up and walk in the name of the Lord. Be well. God bless you. Now go on your road and rejoice. I say, praise the Lord. Now, your prayers is what does that. Your prayers, your faith, joining with their faith. Now, be real reverent and don't doubt. I suppose we're strangers to each other, but you know me. I don't know you. As far as I know, you might have seen me places, but I don't know you. I have no idea what you're here for. But Christ does know, doesn't he? Lady sitting here looking at me just shook your shoulder then. Have a kidney trouble you're praying for. That's right, isn't it? You was praying just then, oh Lord, I am the one that he was speaking to. Let him call me tonight. That's right, raise up your hand. You had, there you go, raise your hand. You're healed now. Your faith has made you well. You're all beset about something. You're real nervous, but your nervous is not from any affliction. Your nervous is a mental nervousness. It's a mental strain. And I see someone standing near you. You're praying, and in your daily devotion, you're asking God for something great. You're asking God for something good. If God will tell me what that is, will you believe you receive it? You're asking God for a Christian home and you're praying for an unsaved husband. That's thus saith the Lord. That's right, raise your hand. Father God, in Christ's name, I pray that you will grant to her the desire of her heart. Amen. God bless you. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe all things are possible. How do you do, lady? Suppose us being strangers to each other, our first time maybe a meeting in life, but God knows us both, doesn't he? I think it was merely the spirit power and the lady there. I heard somebody back in here praying, but it was maybe the lady at that. Just be reverent now, be in prayer. You believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, raised from the dead, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that he has given his spirit to his church and in his body here on earth, his corporal, visible body of the church, the baptized saints of God in the church. And we now are introducing by the Holy Spirit the faith that was once delivered to the saints. You believe this is the same thing, just like Paul looking down, proceeding to a man, and how that the Lord met him and showed Simon on the housetop what to do, all the things just exactly. Paul going down the ship and he's praying down there and come out and said, sirs, be of a good courage. The angel of God whose servant I am stood by me last night and said, don't fear, Paul. You must be brought. You believe it's the same thing. You believe it's the same Lord Jesus that talked to the woman at the well? You're here for a growth to be prayed for. And that growth is on your shoulder, your left shoulder. That's right. You believe? I see more you talk to the woman, more takes life. Let's talk again. What was it? Something like, wait, just don't tell me. I don't understand. It's just when I have to see it. You're not from Indianapolis. You're from another city. It's a big city, but it isn't Indianapolis. I see something. It's a great body of water near the city or at the city you live. And I believe I see the outer. It's Chicago. That's right. You're from Chicago. That is right. I see the Wrigley building. Well, go home and be well. God be merciful and bless this dear person who I bless in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Do you believe? Do you believe God will heal you that colon trouble unless you get well? Well, you're healed.
you're facing. Been scared about it, haven't you? Thought it's cancer. Scared of it. It isn't. You're healed. I never seen you, Lily. I've never seen you. You touched something, didn't you? We're 30 feet apart, really. You never touched me, you know. But you touched the high priest, and he moved back through the branch, you see. That's how he, that's how you know. Sister, say you're on the end of your handkerchief up like this. You have a kidney trouble and a back trouble in your back. That's right. Well, you go home now. You have your healing. Your faith has made you whole. Have faith in God. Go down. Believe with all your heart. We're strangers to each other. Christ knows you. Now there was, in the Bible, there was a man by the name of Nathanael went and found, or Philip went and found Nathanael. And when Nathanael came to Jesus, Jesus knows, first thing, that he was a believer. Behold, an Israelite in whom there's no God. And he began to talk to him and tell him where he comes from. And that made a believer out of Nathanael. I don't know what you're here for. I have no idea. But if God will reveal to me what you're here for, or where you come from, or who you are, or you, of course, you got your name attached to that. But if God will tell me what you're here for, will you believe Him?
Yes, sir.
I keep seeing a woman come up here, then it vanishes away. The man's praying for a woman. Sister, and she's not from this country. She's in another country. I see two cities keep coming before me, two places. She is in Kentucky, and you're from Ohio. The lady has a female trouble and cancer and dying. That handkerchief that you have in your pocket, send it to her. Don't doubt, but believe and she'll live. Do you believe? And go. And may Christ make you whole. Do these things for you. Yes. God bless you, brother. Thank you for that faith. How do you do, sister? I've never seen you in my life as a Noah. You have trouble with your ankles, don't you? Bad breathing. Believe with all your heart. It'll stop for you. Your back and legs bother you. Didn't you raise your hand yet? You raise your hand, but it's the other lady. But your back and legs, it bothers you. That's right. That faith. Your trouble is in your arm. Your right arm. It's a tumor. And it's under your right arm and over your shoulder. In your back. In so much that you can't raise your arm. Christ can make you well. Do you believe Him?
Yes.
You'll accept it? Let us pray. Dear gracious God, I pray that in Christ's name that you'll heal and make well this woman, who I bless in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I walk out there beside the place. If you go out there, don't believe Him. Remember, that's death. It ain't God to heal you. Go out there and raise your arms up and say, thank you, Lord. Go on your road, rejoice you, and be well. Let's say praise the Lord. Just obey what He says do. When He says do anything, go do it. Don't think nothing about it. Just go do it. see the spirit of the angel of God standing near a colored man, way back down in the audience. But he's a faithful believer. You're bothered with the rectal trouble, sir. And the rectum, like hemorrhoids. If you believe with all your heart, you can be well. You're thinking there, the lady sitting next to you, your wife, she's bothered with high blood pressure. Now you got it. Amen. There you are. That's a sovereignty of Almighty God. No respect of race, color, creed. He respects faith to the people who believe in him. Amen. He's Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are you believing now? You believe with all your heart? This could go on hour as long as it could. Tomorrow night we're going to start praying for the sick, just praying and praying. Other things too. Let's wait. Here's this woman here. Let's stop her just a moment. Are we strangers to each other, sister?
I saw you last.
You saw me last?
Last year.
Last year when I was up here? From the audience just up here. I mean, I don't know you. All right. Here's this lady that I do not know, never seen in my life. She said she was here last June. And we're sitting out in the audience and seeing me. That's the only contact we've ever had with each other, this woman and I. Now, if Jesus Christ, God's Son, will manifest His love before the audience, and if this isn't the faith that was once delivered to the saints, you've never read the Bible. That's all. You've never read the promises. You don't realize that. See, you say, well, I've seen Jesus do two or three of those things in the Bible, but don't you, I've never seen Him stand with the whole roll. Don't you know He said, more greater than this shall you do? Not greater, couldn't be as greater than quality. Quantity, but not in quality. He raised the dead, stopped nature. See, you couldn't do any more in quality, but in quantity. More than this shall you do, for I go to my Father. This is fulfilling what He said. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the faith that was once delivered to the saints, only in a greater measure. The end times here. Now, before the Spirit leaves me, I want to see if I can talk to the lady just a minute. Just take my time and talk to you. You and I not knowing each other, and meeting here at the first time on this sacred ground, this great, marvelous tabernacle. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if He will reveal to me what you're here for, you'll accept it? Will the audience with one accord believe that He's here? I want you to see, as far as I know, I have never seen the woman in my life. She knows that I know not a thing what she's standing here for. Is that right, lady? If that is, just raise your hand so that people can see it about this platform here. Here we are. You'll have to admit, if something takes place, that something here is supernatural. It is no make-believe. It's absolutely supernatural. Now, it depends on what you think it is. The scholars in them days says it's Beelzebub, the fortune teller, the chief of the devils, which fortune telling is the devil. And said it's the fortune teller, the Beelzebub. Jesus said, that'll be forgiven you, but when the Holy Ghost comes and does these things, it'll never be forgiven them to speak against that. But then He said that the things that He did, we do also. Here it is. The Jews in them days and the believers said, it's the Son of God. Look at this woman, the woman at the well. She said, sir, the Samaritan. What did the Jews say? Rabbi, you're the Son of God when He did it. What did the Samaritan say? Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. We know that when Messiah cometh, we know, we're taught that, that when Messiah cometh, He'll tell us these things. He's the God of heaven. He'll know the secrets of the heart. But who are you? Jesus said, I'm He. Now, if the Jews thought that about it, the believing Jews, the Samaritans thought that about it, what does the Gentiles think about it? This is your day. Believe it. All right, sister. Just as Peter and John said, look on me. They look on us. Not to, in other words, look don't mean, it means just to pay attention to something. Just to speak to you. See what the Father will tell me. I don't know you. It's got to come from some supernatural resource then. This whole audience here has pledged herself. If you tell me, you be the witness whether it's right or not. It never can fail. God. God permitting you. Sense fail. One thing, you have a sinus trouble up here in your forehead. Bothers you all the time, causes headaches and so forth in here. See, a lot of times holding your head like your head like it. You're real nervous, all upset, drop things, right? Have a thing of falling, stumbling once in a while too. I see you stumbling. That's right. That's caused though by arthritis. You have arthritis. I see you trying to move a chair or something around, getting around like this to a side place. That's the truth. That's true. And that you might know you're praying for somebody else. Something which is not here, in Tennessee, in a hospital. And the man has, let's see, they're doing something about something around his arms. I see the doctor. No, it's a hardening of the artery, and it's affecting his mind, and it's affecting his heart. And just a few days ago, he was praying and gave his life to Jesus Christ. That's exactly the truth. That's right. Amen. Now go believe in him and receive in the name of Jesus Christ. You want to be healed of that stomach trouble? Go eat your supper. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe? You look very healthy, but you're anemic. You believe by faith we can go to Calvary and have a blood transfusion? That's you. In Christ's name, I ask for your blood again. Amen. God bless you. Well, you have a stomach trouble too. You've had it for a long time. It's a nervous condition. Come on, many years ago, during time of menopause, you got real nervous and upset. Since then, you've been thinking and walking and wondering. And, of course, you have a peptic condition. You belch up your food in your stomach. It's acid. That's right. Go eat your supper now. It's over. Okay. God bless you. Have faith. I see blood dripping. Yes, it's watery. It's anemic. All right? You believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, can heal you and make you well? Go and be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may them words be created. Come, lady. You believe God will heal you, that heart trouble will make you well? If you do, go on your road and rejoice and thank God and be made well. You believe, every one of you? Hello. Not excitement. Christ is here. God's word is made truth. The faith that was delivered to the saints is operating in this building tonight. You be the judge. God's done his part. There's nothing else to be done but you to believe. Now, if I have found grace in your heart, you believe what I'm telling you as his servant, while the anointing of the Holy Spirit is here. If any person in here, regardless of what is your trouble, heart, affliction, whatever it is, the atonement of Jesus Christ at Calvary taking care of that condition for you if you believe it. 1900 years ago, by his stripes, you were healed, already done, past tense. He has come and preached it by his word. He has sent his spirit to confirm his resurrection. He, personal pronoun, the Holy Spirit that Christ promised to send after 1900 years is found infallible in the Cato Tabernacle tonight, performing the same things in the body of Christ that he did in Jesus Christ 1900 years ago on the sandy seas of Galilee. What more could he do? I don't know nothing else that he could do. That fulfills every word that he promised to the church. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Now I'm going to ask you something. How many sick people, raise your hands. Now remain with your hands up. Bow your head. Christians pray. Repeat this prayer after me. O God our Father, I now believe with all that is in my heart, I believe in Jesus Christ thy Son. And if I have did any sin, forgive me
as I confess my wrong in the presence of God and of the Holy Spirit and of this church. And, oh God, I am needy of healing. And I believe that you're here. I believe that you're confirming your word. And I believe that someday I'll have to face you. And now, Lord, forgive my unbelief and place within me that faith that was once delivered unto the saints, and burn my soul with thy love till I will turn my head from my symptoms and believe thy word. I now accept it with all my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Now just remain the way you are. That's your prayer. Now I will pray for you. Just as effective to be right here. And everyone pray for one another. Now when you're praying, say, oh, the lady sitting next to me, the man right across from me, heal him, Lord. Pray for each other. See? Just look and see who's got their hand up around you. And you pick out a person you're going to pray for. Each one, pick out a person you're going to pray for. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the next person with their hands up. Don't pray for yourself now. You be praying for the next person while I'm praying for you all. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, here I am once more standing here at the Cato Tabernacle, and I've had the privilege of standing here in your anointed presence to see the great I am, not the I was, I am, that stood at the burning bush that day and proclaimed to Moses, this is my name through all generations, I am. And the blessed Savior who was anointed with God said, I am. And here you are tonight in the midst of the people claiming that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, oh God, as we are confessing our sins and our doubts and our fears and asking for mercy, look at these hundreds of hands reaching towards heaven and someone bowed in prayer asking for their neighbor to be healed. Pray one for the other, saith the Word of God. And, oh God, I pray tonight with all my heart that somehow that real, old-fashioned, born-again experience of faith will sweep into the hearts of the people, that every shadow of doubt will be taken away from them. But what they'll know, that the person they are now praying for will be healed. And I believe with all my heart that you'll heal everyone that's in divine presence. And we adjure the devil who would make us doubt to leave the building, to leave the people, to get in the outer darkness. And may every person in here be delivered tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Now to you that had your hands up, and beyond any shadow of doubt, you believe that the faith that was once delivered